Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Donna Crow. Today's June 2nd, I believe. I hope I'm given the right date. And it's Wednesday, and we're going to talk about medicinal mushrooms. We were on last week talking about it, and after the call, I talked to Bob Klein, who was the last speaker last week, and he was like so excited and kind of frustrated because he had so much more he wanted to say. So I said, let's do another call, or two or three. So we're going to do another call today. And Bob's going to be our main speaker, and we also have Dr. Gil Rivero on. So I'm going to just talk a little bit for just a few minutes before we have them speak. I mentioned last week that I'm on a mission. I'm on a cancer prevention mission, and I'm excited about this product for that because I deal with a lot of the other products that I carry are kind of, they'd be for the SWAT team, you know. They're not the normal products that the average person wants to deal with. They're for people that are fighting for their lives and are willing to do things that are not easy. And but for cancer prevention, most people don't want to deal with that. And so I love having this product because it's so simple to get it into your system, either in pills or coffee or tea. And yet it's crazy powerful. It's just incredible how it helps the body to heal and to clean and detox. And I suspected just from, you know, looking at the material that it would be an excellent cancer preventative. But I was really happy when I did some research recently to see that there are actually medical publications that are saying that it is, in fact, an effective cancer preventative. So I'm really, really thrilled about that. I just love it because, you know, while you're preventing cancer, you're also protecting yourself against diabetes and high blood pressure and all these other deals that, you know, we deal with in America. You know, even before our supposed healthcare crisis came along, as far as now we've got this gigantic healthcare bill that everyone's saying is threatening to crash us financially, you know, there's been concern among those who are in the know about healthcare because Americans are so sick that, you know, it used to be when you had health insurance, it was fairly easy for an insurance company to take care of their clients because most people that were healthy and the few people that weren't, then the healthy people paid for the sick people. But now so many people are sick that the insurance companies are having a hard time with it, and it literally threatens to crash our economy. And so the government's been talking about for years, this is not a new thing. They've been talking about this for the last 60, 70 years, that we've got to get Americans to think preventive. And so that's the drum that I'm beating. You really have to be preventive because more than 80% of illness in the United States is preventable. And that's shocking to most people. You know, we've grown up with such terrible diets and things that to think that we can prevent cancer and prevent heart disease, prevent diabetes, prevent hypertension, that's like shocking news to some people. But it's really true. You can do it. And in my 35 years of health experience, this product is the easiest way to do that. So I'm really excited about it. Yesterday, let's just talk about cancer for a minute because that's my focus at this time. Breast cancer is the second biggest killer in the U.S. as far as cancers go. And breast cancer is just extremely aggressive. It likes to get up and move fast. And I found information in the Journal of Cancer Integrative Medicine that says, clearly states, Ganoderma lucidum inhibits the invasiveness of breast cancer cells. It's fabulous stuff for, it has anti-cancer effects in a number of ways. One thing, it inhibits the motility of both breast and prostate cancer cells, is one thing it says. It also inhibits adhesion. So even if a few cells get loose, it inhibits their ability to adhere, in other words, get stuck somewhere in your system and start growing. So it inhibits cell invasion. And this was not, you know, I went to my herb store and the little old lady there, you know, sold me this herb and told me that, you know, it helped somebody else. This is medical research in a laboratory. They've got charts and graphs that show this stuff is powerful in inhibiting the growth of cancer cells, the spread of cancer cells, their ability to adhere. In addition to affecting the cancer cells directly, it boosts your immune system really, really high, higher than anything I've seen. I've seen some stuff that boosts it like, you know, 400%. I read some numbers that I'm going to wait to confirm, but it was substantially higher than that, that they're saying the polysaccharides that are in Ganoderma really boosted up there really high. So I'm excited about this product. Not only does it prevent cancer, but this research that I'm seeing says it's a powerful treatment for cancer. And if you're going to go even the allopathic route, which is to do chemo and radiation, they're saying that the clients who use this product have way less of the side effects that you get. Some of them are not losing their hair. They aren't having the nausea issues, and they're greatly protecting their immune system. I mean, some people don't know this, but if you're scheduled for a bone marrow transplant, they will give you chemotherapy before they do that, and their whole purpose of doing that is to destroy your immune system. They want you to be so far down that you have no immune cell function so that when they do this transplant, put this foreign bone marrow into your bone marrow, your body won't even have any ability to attack it as a foreign invader. And so when you do chemotherapy for cancer, it's doing the same thing. It just destroys your immune system, which for me, I just go, I'm sorry. That just makes no sense, you know. But if you're going to do it, if you're too fearful not to do the chemo, then you want to be thinking about supplementing with something like this Ganoderma product. Also, it was interesting in the literature that I read that they said not all Ganoderma products are the same, that some are extremely potent and some were worthless. And the product that we're talking about here today, which is GanoXL Ganoderma, it is the most potent that there is. It's the most standardized that it is. It's like Bob talked about last week. He said this would be considered pharmaceutical grade. So this is as good as it gets. You know, you won't find the kind of benefits that people are getting with GanoXL. You won't find that with other Reishi or Ganoderma products. So I just want to tell a couple little stories here real quick, and then I'm going to hand this off to Dr. Rivero. I have one friend of mine who's been on this only about maybe 5 or 6 weeks. And she has had a problem with her feet where she has numbness. She has, like, lack of feeling. It's not like paralysis, but she has no feeling in her feet and a little ways up her legs. And she's been examined, and they could not find anything that they could say, well, it's this. You know, they just told her, we have no idea what the problem is. And but since she's been on the Ganoderma, she's been doing the tea, she's been doing oats, and she's also been doing the capsules. She's starting to have feeling in her feet again. She first noticed that when she walked across the carpeting, she could feel it in her toes. But she also said when she takes a shower, in order for her to tell whether her water is the right temperature, she has to get farther up her leg to feel it because she can't feel the heat or the cold in her feet. And she said the last time she took a shower, you know, like a couple days ago, she could actually feel the temperature of the water on her feet and her ankles. So she's just really, really happy about that. It's not something that's life-threatening, but it just doesn't feel right, and she's had to deal with it for years. So she's really, really happy, and she knows that that's a sign that, that healing's happening in her body and other places. So I just want to share that with you. I'm going to cut my own time short because I want these guys to be able to talk. I'm going to introduce Dr. Rivero to you now. His name is Gil. And he's just a neat, neat man. He was born in Belize. He did his higher education in the U.S. He's got a doctorate in psychology. And He's not here necessarily in a professional manner. He's here just to share his personal experience, his and his wife's and some other people he knows. So I'm going to introduce him now. And Dr. Rivero, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to give it over to you.
Good. Thanks, Donna. And I just want to share some of my experiences with GANO. I was introduced to it about probably about 7 or 8 weeks ago, started taking it about 6 weeks ago. And I know it's about 6 weeks ago because I'm like halfway through my second package of the GANO 90. What I want to share is a couple of experiences from my home, me and my wife, and then some of the people that I've introduced GANO to. I started taking it, like I said, about 6 weeks ago. The first thing I noticed about it was my ability to sleep all the way through the night. I would go to sleep about 10:30 or 11 o'clock and sleep until about 2:30, 3, wake up, be awake for about 2 or 3 hours, get back to sleep, and then oftentimes I'd be awake just before the alarm goes off. I was not feeling tired during the day, however, but just knew that I needed more sleep. Excuse me. What was exciting was going to bed at, oh, and by the way, less trips to the bathroom during the night. I'm also diabetic, and there were times I was using the bathroom like every hour.
Wow.
I went to sleep about 10:30, woke up about 6:37. Then I would need to use the bathroom. It wasn't like I was running to go to use the bathroom. And
that's a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. And it just felt so good. Now, then I have a friend of mine, a financial vice president of a university in Oregon, and I got him on it. He didn't want to sign up. He said, I want to try it first. If I see it's something that works on me, I'll just sign up and get it for myself. So he bought it through us the first time. First 2 or 3 days, he said, I don't see anything yet. Then went another 2 or 3 days, and he said, you know, there's one thing I've noticed. I'm not getting up going to the bathroom as frequently as I used to, and I'm sleeping better. And that was the first thing that I found.
That's
okay, now. Yeah,
it's
go ahead,
interesting you mentioned that. I had forgotten that, but I had the same experience. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I started
mm-hmm.
sleeping through the night and not getting up at all to use the restroom. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, now my wife, on the other hand, she was involved in a car accident in 2005. My wife is a nurse, and she was with her patient, who was a little boy. She was doing home care. And this little boy would have to be on oxygen. And so the machine, it was an Econoline van with the middle seat taken out. And so the little boy was on the back seat with the tubes, you know, the breathing tubes.
Yeah.
And that the machine was kind of up, lodged between the two captain seats up front. Anyway, they were in Tacoma, and the mother was approaching a light, but then and the light was green for her to go through, but a vehicle ran the red light going the other direction.
Okay.
And this lady had to slam her foot on the brakes, and my wife went flying and slammed her back against that ventilating machine. She started with intense back pains, and that was in 2005. And she actually went through the pain center, and, you know, she did not want to take all the crazy medication that we know about. So she went through the pain center, and anyway, what was happening recently is she's waking up in the mornings with her neck cracking, like, you know, just below the top of the back and then into the neck, and then the back itself. And after starting GANO, she woke up one day and she said, you know, my neck isn't cracking anymore. I don't feel the the cracking in my back like I used to. And then she forgot to take it a couple of days, and the pain crept right back in. And she knew it was Ghana that was taking care of that.
Wow, that's lovely.
Yeah, and then, of course, one of the most interesting things was a lady that called me one day, and she was telling me about her dogs. There was one dog, 15 years old, that had a tumor. And she says, I am not going to take my dog and have them cut it out, because that's what the vet wanted to do. Then she had another dog that had a tumor, not as old a dog, but with a tumor nonetheless. The 15-year-old dog was just about to leave us. And she called me and told me that the vet said that the dog probably has no more than 3 weeks to live. So she asked me about Ghana and said, is it good for animals? I told her, I can't claim that it's good for animals, but I have heard that it will also work with animals as well as it does with human beings. I said, but let me make some calls and I'm going to find out for you. So I called my sponsor in Tagano, and I asked her what I should do, or what does she think about it. And she says, well, I've heard that it will take care of animals just as well as it does for people, except, we would give it to the animal according to the size of the animal. And I think this dog was like about 50 pounds. Anyway, so we got her signed up, and she ordered, and it was going to be, this was on a Thursday, and we figured it wouldn't be delivered until Tuesday. But my friend in Salem got on the phone with her and said, look, I tell you what I'm going to do. I have a package here that I've just opened. Let me send you some of the capsules so you can get started right away. And then probably by Tuesday the latest, you will have your order in. And so she, Chris sent her the few capsules, and she got her both dogs started. About 2 weeks later, and that's about how long I waited before I called her, and I said, how are your boys doing? And she said, oh, Gilbert, I can't believe it. She said, the one dog that was supposed to die in 3 weeks, she said, I went to the vet with my cat, and the vet asked me how, and I can't remember the dog's name, how my dog was doing, and she said, oh, he's rolling on his back, he's running up and down the steps and eating like a horse. And at the time the vet had said that the dog wasn't going to last much longer, she was trying to feed this dog with a dropper.
Right.
Yeah, a dropper. Anyway, yeah. It went from that to where she said, this dog is eating like a horse. And the tumor was still there, but she keeps measuring the tumor, and she says it appears that this tumor is shrinking. And then the other dog, of course, was not as sick, and that dog picked up. Then she asked me then, she said, well, what do I do about my cat? And I said, I don't know. I said, how much does it weigh? And so she decided to, if it's good for the dog, it has to be good for the cat. And so she would take pinches of it and feed it to the cat. Now, I haven't talked to her since about the cat, so I don't know how the cat is doing. But
well, you will have to keep us posted on that.
I will do that. Now, just about everybody, though, that I have, especially the guys, that I have gotten to start taking Ghana, come back to me and talk about fewer trips to the bathroom and sleeping better at night. And what really got me into this, Donna, was getting some emails with links to some of Bob's stories and other stories. And of course, I was quite impressed with what it was doing for Bob. And
absolutely, so was I.
People get back to me with with the stories they've seen about Bob. And they said, well, if it'll do it for him, let's see what it'll do for me. And the last person I got started on, it was a guy that has prostate cancer. And of course, he's been going to a naturalist, and you know, he seemed the prostate seems to be shrinking, and you know, all the various levels seem to be right. And he got gonu and started taking 6 a day, and I think this is probably about the end of his first week. But he's excited about it, and you know, I tell people that 50% of their healing will be their belief level, and the other half is going to be the product. So, any questions for me, Donna?
I don't think so. I think that was excellent. I think that I've seen a lot of the same things in my friends. The first things that they're reporting are also that they're sleeping better and not having to get up to use the restroom at night. And that's the beginning. Just sleeping better alone is going to make you feel better, enable you to heal more while you're sleeping. So I think that's a lovely thing. The other thing I've noticed that I'm a little uncomfortable talking about, but I've noticed increased libido. And I've been on it for probably maybe 6 or 8 weeks. And to me, that's a really good sign. You know, when your libido comes up, that's a sign that your general body health is increasing. So I appreciate it for that also.
Well, that sounds like it's making you younger.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Reversing my age hormonally, and your hormones regulate so much, you know, in your health, your heart condition, your brain condition, all of that. So it's a good sign. Okay, well, I'm going to introduce Bob now. Thank you so much, Dr. Rivera. I really appreciate your time because I know you're
Certainly.
A busy guy. So I'm going to introduce Bob now. And if you were on the call last week, you already got to enjoy Bob a little bit. He's Bob's a smart guy. He's been around the block, you know. He's got numerous college degrees, and he's got a lot of experience in the world as a man being successful in business. You know, he's been involved in, you know, the corporate level of 3 major companies, and before he decided to work for himself and be an entrepreneur. And he's been successful in real estate. He was a commercial broker for like 15 years. But now he's just really having a really good time helping people. Literally worldwide, you know. This guy travels a lot, and he's helping people all over the place regain their health or improve their health, and in serious ways, and he's very knowledgeable about this. I'm, like, so new at this, but he's been at this for over a year and a half, and so he has a knowledge base that's really good. So he's going to share, and I'm going to turn it over to him, and we're going to enjoy what he says. Are you there, Bob?
I am here. I am here, and thank you so much. I really enjoyed hearing Dr. Gilbert and also you talking about the different people that you've already seen experience in addition to your own experience. It's always interesting to me because sometimes, in fact, frequently, people experience something different than what they expected. So they might drink the Ganoderma coffee or tea because they want to lose weight, and then all of a sudden, like you said, they're sleeping better, or their libido is better, or they're seeing something else, and they're going, wow.
Right.
And that's what happened with me. I wasn't expecting things, and so when they started showing up, it was like, wow. And especially things that people did not tell me to expect. It's one thing, you know the placebo effect.
Yeah.
And before I get into my story, though, I want to just reiterate something. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not medically trained. I'm not a scientist. I don't have that kind of a background. And my experience has been personally with Ganoderma lucidum in Gano Excel's products, and the research that I've and the feedback I've gotten from other people, and the research that I've done when somebody asks me a question, because I truly don't know. And I want to just tell you 2 quick things, but I want to give a disclaimer, and that is none of us, except Dr. Gilbert, are trained to give advice to anyone, and we can't make claims about what these products will or won't do. All I want to say is that do your own research, because there's so much documentation of the positive effects of Ganoderma lucidum. And on the other hand, there is practically no contraindications, meaning times when you shouldn't use it or take it, and side effects, the way typically in prescription drugs they list a whole bunch of side effects. That's not the case with Ganoderma. There are some situations, but those are relatively few and isolated and clearly identifiable. For example, if you're on a list for a transplant, that's a very specific case. And you should talk to your doctor about the situation with Ganoderma. If you are on chemo, then there's a time to take Ganoderma. You should stop taking Ganoderma before a couple of days before you take the chemo, because it is a detoxifier, so it would attempt to get the chemo out of your body, and it would lessen the effect of the chemo. On the other hand, as soon as you're done with the chemo, they want you to get those strong chemicals out of your body and the Ganoderma. So a day after you're finished with the chemo, you would resume the Ganoderma. But I wanted to make that disclaimer. But my story, two things happened yesterday. The first is that I got my hair cut. It's been 2 months, basically, because I was gone a month and I've just been really busy. But I went and got my hair cut, and it's so neat to see the gray hair falling off. I'm telling you, when they're done and it's black, there's more black than there was before they cut my hair. Now, I'm looking at this. She showed me the mirror, the back of my head, and I know what my head looked like 2, 3, 4 years ago. And there's more black back there than there's been in years. And it just continues to get darker. So I'm excited because what that means for me is that the Gano is working. You know, it's getting to an area of our body that is difficult to get to. It's very hard to get pigmentation to start again. But for whatever reason, it's done that with me. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that I did some research last night, and this is as a lead into what we want to talk about today, the nervous system. I did some research, and as the way the internet goes, I stumbled across something called Google Scholar. Now, I'd never seen this before, but if you go to google.com, where I normally search for Ganoderma-related topics, and I put in Ganoderma, and a reference came up, scholar.google.com. Scholar. So I looked at it, and what it is Google has a place where you can search for medical or scientifically clinical studies. And I never saw this before. So it's similar to PubMed.gov or WebMD, except that it includes patents, it includes other things, but it's basically legitimate documentation. Not to say that our company would be not legitimate, but the point is, obviously, people in a company have a vested interest. These are studies where they don't have a vested interest.
Yes.
So it also narrowed the search down, so there wasn't a lot of extraneous. It was specific searches and specific results. And I wanted to reference while you and Dr. Gilbert were talking, not that I wasn't listening, but I looked at the word Ganoderma and cancer. And so for these other nervous system things like autism and so forth, I was seeing, you know, 80 studies or 16 studies, or in some cases in a rare situation, 5 studies. But then when I did Ganoderma and cancer on Google Scholar, it was over 5,000 studies.
Wow.
And it specifically references just each study is one for like prostate cancer or breast cancer and so forth. And you mentioned the same breast cancer study that's shown on this Google Scholar. So I was excited to find the Google Scholar thing, but I just couldn't stop looking at how much there is. So my premise last week was we should do a show just on the nervous system, because there's so many things that seem to be nervous system related that that cause discomfort, or they were considered a disease or a disorder. And so I went through and I picked some of the ones that I thought were the ones that we would maybe be most concerned about. And I was amazed at the amount of material that's there. So my advice to people that are listening is go to google.com, click on more, and then you can click on scholar, and then it allows you to put in the word Ganoderma, Gano, G-A-N-O, Derma, D-E-R-M-A. It means shiny skin, and it's a the first part of the Latin botanical name for Ganoderma lucidum. And if you put in Ganoderma as the first word, and then the second word, you could put whatever condition you're concerned about. And we'll talk about a few specifically, but if you, for example, wanted to know about ADHD, you would put Ganoderma in a space and ADHD, and you will see specific clinical studies related to ADHD. Not some mom saying it helped her child, although that's important. And it's good documentation. There's specific clinical studies. So I looked up a few, and I wanted to talk about a few because there's diseases or disorders of the nervous system, and then there are diseases or disorders that attack the nervous system. And what Ganoderma does, it's a nerve tonic. I don't know how it exactly works, but it seems to boost the performance of your nervous system, which I think, as the doctor said, it would affect the feeling that you needed to go urinate, it would affect the depth and quality of your sleep. It would affect the circulation in your legs so that the lady would have a better feeling in her legs. So I'm going to talk about some general things first. One of the areas that I researched last night is there's something called the blood-brain barrier, which, as it was explained to me, this is a barrier that keeps impurities in your blood from basically contaminating your brain. But I read last night it also is a barrier that protects the spinal cord. So it probably protects the whole central nervous system. And so for a lot of prescription drugs, they're not as effective because they don't cross the blood-brain barrier, and the secret in making things effective is getting them to cross or be able to transfer the nutritive ingredients or whatever the effective ingredients over the blood-brain barrier or through it. Well, I just checked it, and Ganoderma is listed as one of those naturally occurring antigens that does cross the blood-brain barrier. So that would explain why it is so effective in boosting the performance of the nervous system. One of the things that you mentioned about the Ganoderma was the libido. The libido is a brain thing. I mean, you can say it's a hormone, but one of the famous medical doctors or researchers made the quotation famous that sexuality is in the brain, and it's a brain function, and so I believe that's all part of the way the Ganoderma works. It works in a general way. One of the things that I wanted to talk about specifically was herpes. Herpes is a virus, but because it goes into a dormant stage and hides in the sheath in the nervous system. That could be a nerve in your finger, as it was in my case. It can be your lips or the inside of your mouth for fever blisters and canker sores, mouth ulcers, or it can be shingles or chicken pox. We just had a lady that I talked to 2 days ago that had chicken pox once as a child and twice as an adult, and still has outbreaks of chicken pox. But the point is that it's a virus that hides on the sheath of the nerve, and because of that blood-brain barrier, other methods of trying to deal with the herpes don't seem to be effective. And in my case, it actually increased the outbreaks, and I believe what it was doing was irritating the nerve sheath at the point where the virus was. This is just my opinion. I don't have any basis for this except to tell you that my herpes is gone. And there was eruptions, and I've heard from people with shingles and and mouth ulcers that the eruptions tend to be more frequent, and then they start to diminish, and then they're gone. And I believe that's wise. I believe the herpes is the virus when it's active. The antiviral nature of the gonoderma can take effect, and because it is a nerve tonic, it's able to get to these places that other times other things don't. Now, anyone that has these, we can't make any claims here, but I would definitely go on and do your own research. There's tons and tons of research with herpes and gonoderma, whether herpes is causing shingles or herpes is causing, genital herpes. It's all documented. All I can say is, again, herpes is not life-threatening, but it certainly is debilitating, especially for people that get shingles. And I would encourage you to look at the potential improvement aspects versus the downside or the risk aspects. And it's almost a situation where it's, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? It's so simple and easy to try. What have you got to lose? And if it works, great. If it doesn't work, okay. It hasn't cost you a fortune. Another thing that happened with me is, I mentioned my hair, but my hearing, I was beginning to have difficulty hearing in a crowd where there was a lot of background noise, and that has improved. So I did a check last night, and I've had a number of people also remark to me that their hearing got better. And this is something that we would have to go in and be measured for, but the background noise issue, it has a lot to do with the ability to focus and concentrate and have your brain discriminate between what you're trying to hear and what you don't want to hear.
Yes.
And I believe, again, that because this gonoderma does get in the brain, that my ability to focus and concentrate is better, and I think that's why my hearing appears to be better. It may be better, but it appears to be better because I think I can focus more. Now, I want to talk about several diseases that I'm going to lump together. I want to talk about Parkinson's disease, palsy, tremors, multiple sclerosis, and Lou Gehrig's disease, which is ALS, and Alzheimer's disease. I don't want to say by lumping them together that there's anything in common, with the exception that people with these situations the common is that they lose their muscle control. They basically lose their muscle control. It's either tremors, trembling, spasms, palsies. And so I looked at these separately, and you would want to look at them separately, but I want to talk about them as a group for this reason. Anyone that's told that they have one of these, or they begin to recognize the symptoms, the prognosis is never good. Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, these are never positive because they're generally considered to be progressive disease. They're unpredictable. It's like epilepsy, which I also researched. And if anything, what I want to do is give hope. There's not a lot of conclusive evidence, although there's a lot of evidence. So you can do the same thing that I did, which is go to Google and go to the Scholar and put in gonoderma and Parkinson's disease or muscular dystrophy, and you will see that there is substantial research in these areas. So one of the reasons that it isn't generally known is because you're not going to see ads on TV that say that we have a product that cures Parkinson's disease, because if we did, we would have to be FDA approved to say that. And right now, because gonoderma is an herb, and it is not something that can be patented, then there isn't a way for a major pharmaceutical company to corner the market or or make a lot of money on it. So they tend to ignore it. And by ignoring it, it doesn't get press. It doesn't get front row publicity. But that doesn't mean it's not effective. One of the things that as you take personal responsibility for your own health, is that you have to look at the source of the information. You've got to go back and look at who's saying what, how do you know that, and where is it coming from? And if it's coming through a pharmaceutical company, it has a dollar attached to it, or there is no reason for them to be involved with it. Absolutely none. They're in business as a public company to make money, and every product they have is for them to make money. Gonoderma lucidum is something you can buy generically at every health food store. Our company just happens to offer a highly purified, concentrated form that we're very proud of. But if any of those that I mentioned, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, palsy, spasms, Lou Gehrig's disease, and so forth, I would encourage you to do your own research individually and see what you think. That's the most important part, is your decision and your evaluation of what you should do. Getting the products from our company is easy, and they are inexpensive. It's not that, but making the decision to do it is important. It's important that you be knowledgeable. If you feel you want to talk to your doctor, you'd better be armed with clinical studies, because 99% of medically trained professionals have never heard of Gonoderma lucidum and are not generally cognizant or trained or knowledgeable about nutritional alternative treatments. I want to talk about a couple of other ones, and we could lump some of these together, but I want to talk about the early stages of life and the later stages of life. I want to talk about it in that way. In the early stages of life, in children particularly, there's a lot of scrutiny of children because they're in school. So they're being monitored, measured, tested, and evaluated. So there's a lot of individual attention that's given to children. And there's labels that have been given to certain children, ADD, ADHD, learning disabled, developmentally disabled. There's a lot of different labels that have been put on children. Well, there's one particular phase of the mushroom growth, which is when it's young, and the polysaccharides are dense in the mycelium portion of the mushroom. The mycelium are the ribs. And during that stage, if the mushroom is harvested, the mycelium can be used to produce exhalium, which is the product that is very, very rich in polysaccharides. And polysaccharides are considered brain food. Well, now that I've said how this works with the central nervous system and the brain stem and the spinal cord, it is not just brain food, it is central nervous system food. And that's the polysaccharides, which are the most rich in the mycelium stage, which is when we harvest it and produce exhalium, which is designed specifically for the brain. Now, why do I mention young people? Well, because young children, their brains are growing at such a rapid rate in relation to adulthood. The addition of new cells in terms of billions of cells that happens as their brains grow. And this starts in infancy, so it's not something that starts when they go to school. We just start seeing the measurements as they begin to go to school. But again, if you do research, in every case that I looked at, where you look at ADD or ADHD, you see that the Gonoderma exhalium is effective, and there's many clinical studies. It has to do with, in some cases, with the attention deficit of children being able to focus, to be more calm, to be more manageable, to be more emotionally stable. All of these are documented. And the reason I think this is so important is that these children can't do anything for themselves, and we as adults, I think, have an obligation. If we know about something, we need to get this knowledge into the hands of the parents that have the direct responsibility in day-to-day functional management of these children. And this includes teachers, because teachers for a good portion of the day have to deal with these children, and they don't know how to. So there's three products of the Ganoderma product line that are specifically designed for children. I admire the founder of this company because he could have charged more. This is more expensive to produce than regular Ganoderma, but the price is the same, and he put it in products that would easy for children to use. One is toothpaste. Yes, Ganoderma is absorbed through the mucous membranes in the mouth. And so at a very early age, when children are encouraged to brush their teeth, they're already, they have the opportunity, if their parents do this, and also this is a gel. It also is doesn't have the fluorine in it, fluoride in it. But it is a very effective, because it is antibacterial, and most problems in the mouth come from bacteria. It starts at an early age, keeping the bacteria under control in the mouth, as well as the absorption of Ganoderma serves as brain food for them. And I just admire, again, the founder of this company, Mr. Liao Soon Singh, for doing that. He didn't have to do it at all, and he could have charged more. The other product is hot chocolate. We start with a gourmet hot chocolate, so adults like this, but I've never met a child that didn't like hot chocolate. Now, if you did have one that didn't like hot chocolate, you'd take the hot cocoa mix and put it, mix it in with ice cream. You'd get the same result. The cocoa, and we were talking about this before the show, how the chocolate seems to, even in adults, helps to help people calm down and sleep better and relax and go to sleep. And it's because of the way the Excellium works. So those two products were specifically designed for children. And then there are Excellium capsules, which, of course, you could take whole. A child could take whole, or they could be opened and put in. It's odorless and tasteless, and you could put it in any food that you put it in, custard, yogurt, or smoothies, or whatever. Mix it in juice and give it to your children that way. The addition of it in toothpaste and in soap. I'm sorry, I didn't mention the soap. And in the soap doesn't specifically have the Ganoderma Excellium. It just has Ganoderma. But the idea is that you get a regular dose over the course of a day repeatedly. And I think this is important for children. So maybe, you know, having them in the morning brush their teeth and have a cup of hot chocolate or something with the chocolate in it, and then something else later in the day. And it's again, something that I think you would want to use with your child and watch and see exactly what happens. The other thing that seems to happen in childhood is things called, like, Down syndrome, which I did not research, and one called autism, which people consider tragic when they hear that they've got an autistic child or they have a Down syndrome child. I suggest you look at the research before you come to any conclusions. There's a lot of research that that liver contamination is connected, meaning heavy metals, is connected to autistic behavior. And since the Ganoderma is a detoxifier, it cleans the liver, you might, if you have a child or know someone that has autism, you might do research along those lines. Again, the toothpaste, the hot chocolate, it would be interesting to see exactly how your child responds with it. I was reading a blog last night, and it said, you know, why would you experiment with your children? Because you love them. That's why. Because you love them, and you want the best thing for them.
Some of the biggest breakthroughs that I've seen with autism were from parents who did exactly that. They experimented with their children. They found out what worked, and then other people learned from them and are you know, having great success with their children. So.
Right. Right. So I noticed we have a 13-year-old, and I noticed her face is there's a little bit of on the top of her cheeks, a little bit of rough skin and acne showing up. She's 13, and so it's going to be easy for us to give her chocolate. She loves it. In fact, we have to almost have to control it because she likes it so much. But what we have not been giving regularly, been remembering to give her the capsules, and we need to do that. But the there's been people that in again I mentioned that because. Acne is so prevalent in some kids. And I just did a testimonial for a young man. He's in his 30s, and we did it in English and Spanish, and he specifically talked about the soap and how his acne was horrible, and now it's pretty much gone. And so I think these things that we can do for our children that they're not yet smart enough to do for themselves, it's a wonderful thing. You know, back to the cancer for a minute, one of the most heart wrenching things for me is the pediatric cancer. There just doesn't seem to be, to me, any rhyme or reason to that. They haven't had enough time to be exposed to, you know, toxins in the environment. You know, it's almost tragic, especially pediatric brain cancer. And there's some, again, you do your own research, but there's some evidence that because of the penetration of the gonoderma, that it's effective with pediatric brain cancer. The last thing I want to talk about briefly, I know we're down to the last few minutes here, is the later stages of life when things like Alzheimer's, dementia, eyesight problems, you know, things that generally happen in the later stage of life. Again, there's specific research that's been done for Alzheimer's and dementia, which anyone can look up, you know, on Google. I don't know how it works, but I can tell you that my memory is and my ability to focus and concentrate is better. I've heard other people say they've received benefits. They've given it to their elderly parents and so forth with dementia, and they've seen. An improvement where the person was not able to fully take care of themselves, and now they're able to do things that they couldn't do, you know, 2 weeks ago. I just would encourage it. You know, possibility, because typically people in later stages in life are taking prescription drugs. What's the possibility of interactions? Go in and Google it. Put in ganoderma and put in drug interactions, and you will basically see there's a very, very, very limited number of any kind of mentions of drug interactions. The one I will mention is blood thinners, because ganoderma is a natural blood thinner, and it doesn't say not to use it. It simply says that if you are going to use ganoderma, you need to closely monitor the other blood thinner you're taking, because you won't need as much of it and maybe not need it at all. So, you know, will it cure Alzheimer's? We can't say things like that. Does it help it? The science seems to infer that it does help with those times and, I mean, those situations in life at the end of a person's life when they're more susceptible to these things. The last thing I want to talk about is eyesight. Because in the middle stages of life, that seems to be, and now children are more likely wearing glasses and contact lenses than ever before. My opinion is that the reason ganoderma helps the eyesight is because it generally helps the condition of our muscles. So muscle tone improves with ganoderma. So whether the muscles are, it's the tension in the muscles that's causing and stress that's causing the changes in our eyesight, or whether it's the lax muscles that won't focus the eye the way it did when we were younger, I don't know. All I know is that nobody told me anything about my eyesight improving, and I just took off my reading glasses. I can still read the computer screen, even though it's fuzzy. But I don't wear prescription glasses anymore. I haven't for a year and a half. My wife doesn't wear her prescription glasses or her readers anymore. We have scores of people that report that their eyesight gets better. We've had some remarkable situations where people whose eyes were not moving in sync together anymore, left eye and right eye weren't moving in sync anymore, where that came back into synchronization, where their ability to focus and see made, they were able to complete, their vision was completely restored. So, again, all I can say is try it, and then you'll know. The last thing I want to say is that the last thing I want to say is when we're talking about, when I say try it, the toothpaste, soap, oatmeal, beverages are considered introductory products. Gonoderma works in every person. Gonoderma works in every person. Doctors, scientists say that 100% of the population, if they are exposed to Gonoderma for 60 to 90 days, will see a measurable result. That's pretty substantial.
Very.
However, the beverages are water-soluble Gonoderma. The capsules are also fat-soluble and alcohol-soluble, so they're more absorbable and they're also more concentrated. So for anyone that has a specific condition that they consider significant, whatever that might be, multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's disease or cancer, they would want to do everything they possibly could, but especially the capsules. The way our founder has shared with us about the capsules is to take them in pairs, spread out through the day. When he says a pair, he's talking about Gonoderma capsule, which is the Gonoderma 90, and the Gonoderma Excellium, which is the brain food Gonoderma. And taking those in pairs, 2, 4, 6, 8, however you feel you want, depending on your situation, but spreading them out over the day so that you don't get more than you can absorb it at one time. And that's how I take them. I spread them out over the day. And I do take them in pairs.
We're down to like 3 minutes. I'm wondering if you have a favorite story you could tell us.
Well, I wanted to mention that one gaping hole that we haven't covered is autoimmune. And there's so many autoimmune whatevers that I'd like to just suggest that as a future topic, because I couldn't possibly get all that covered in. But the autoimmune is very closely related to the nervous system and also impacts the nervous system. So I'd like to put that out as possible content for another show sometime. And my favorite story, probably the most recent one, is I get a call from a gentleman named Daniel, and he said I was in the same hospital room with Freddie. And Freddie has a tragic situation where his 5-year-old son has leukemia, and they're working with us with Gonoderma as well as the medical community. And so, but Daniel was calling because he has a 6-month-old son with liver problems, 6 months old. And he just heard from Freddie, hey, I need to learn about Gonoderma. He went online. He found that it was effective. It was effective for this particular liver condition in this age. He found that online before he ever called me. He said, all I need is the address where I can come and get it. And this is the kind of stories that warm my heart, because that they're going to catch that in time. There's likelihood they will catch it in time. That's really the way I want to end this is, and I'll turn it back to you, Donna, but obviously we can't say the word cure, but we know that Gonoderma has an impact. So let's get the word out to people so they can have time on their side, if you know what I'm saying. But thank you so much, Donna. I'll turn it back to you.
Well, I just thank you for being here. We're just down to a few seconds. I'm glad all of you are listening. If you're interested, get back with the person who told you about this call. Contact them about how to get this product, and You won't be sorry. This stuff is awesome. I absolutely love it. I was telling somebody, if I, you know, if the fireman came to my house and said, you have to leave in 30 seconds, you can only take one thing, I would take this. God bless you guys. See you next week.